right, good morning. This is Commissioner Zach Brooks. Joining me is Commissioner Leslie Van Beek. It is March the 3rd. It's 9:30 in the morning. We have two action items. The first one is to consider parking lot license agreement for hazardous waste disposal event, and Director Loper from the landfill is here joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek. It's pretty simple. We have a license agreement for the Idaho Center for the parking lot to conduct our household hazardous waste quarterly events. If you recall, we recently re-signed our contract with Clean Earth to continue those household hazardous waste events. This is just simply just an agreement with the Idaho Center to use their parking lot. They provide us the parking lot free of charge, but they do have an agreement that they would like either the county or Clean Earth to sign. So, Zach, do you want to expand on what we had to do to make this more palatable for the county?
Absolutely. So we changed when the agreement came to us. It was in the name of Clean Earth, and so we switched out the parties. So the county will be the responsible party for the parking lot, and the agreement is with the company that manages the Fort Idaho Center. It's Globe Spectrum or the Oakview Group, and they were accommodating to our changes, though. You'll see on the first page, special terms. They agreed to limit our liability to the extent that it's protected by the Idaho Tort Claim Act. And so this is in a position where we're, I think, better situated than we've been on prior versions of this agreement. But, you know, when we'll be out there with Clean Earth, we'll be responsible for the care of the lot and any damage we do.
Correct, and I appreciate the Idaho Center working with us on this because it's a location that's convenient to the community. Everybody knows where it's at. We've held these events there since we've started this process several years ago. So I'm happy to continue to be able to hold the events there.
My question earlier, and then I just found it. So it looks like this has transferred to College of Western Idaho.
That's right. So this is their agreement, and it's refers to NAMPA in some place, and it refers to College of Western Idaho in other places. I believe it's all with the College of Western Idaho now, but they've just not updated their forms. It does refer to NAMPA in a few places still.
Chairman, though, I think, well, I guess my question would be, it's their contract. They have an MOU that's, I think, got reciprocity for them, meaning the College of Western Idaho, to take care of as if it were NAMPA. So I'm sure that's been vetted and we're covered on the indemnification.
Right. I'm comfortable with what they've got. I mean, it's clear that it's with that group that manages the Idaho Center. And it's unclear to me whether the agreement is still with the city of NAMPA for them to manage it, or if it's completely transferred to CWI yet. I think we're in a place that we can proceed for March 21st.
Yeah.
I suspect as we continue this relationship, the agreement will probably go through some changes on their end.
Okay.
And Chairman, I really appreciate our director for the landfill providing this service. It keeps the hazardous waste out of drains and sewers and everything else. So it's a great win, and it's needed in our community. And I am in favor. That was my motion, that we sign the parking lot license agreement for hazardous waste disposal events at the Fort Idaho Center as presented. Thank you, legal, for looking over the contract.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Leslie, Commissioner Van Beek, I just want to say I appreciate the PA's office working on that form for the landfill. It was very helpful. Trying to find a new location was going to be problematic. So yep. I appreciate that.
Yep. Lots of good work from that office.
Next, we have an item to consider a public hearing notice regarding a request by Marsing Rural Fire District to amend impact fees. Who's taking this one? I have a question. Did this go through DIFAC already?
Yes.
Okay.
So DIFAC, they reviewed all the impact fees for the fire districts, and then they just meant to talk about impact fees for the highway districts as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got the first one we signed was with Star, and that one's scheduled for next week?
March 11th.
March 11th?
Yep.
And this one is for March 18th. We're getting a version printed for you. I didn't have the the time of the meeting.
Okay.
Is it 1:30?
Yeah.
1:30. Okay.
And Chairman, I just want to say that Director Williams has had a Herculean moment in a lot of areas since he came here. And these impact fees have been requested by the public for the county to implement for all of the years I've been here, so at least a decade. And Aaron Williams came in and provided the necessary leadership to coordinate those impact fee areas and look at what we're allowed to do under Idaho state statute. It's really to be commended for his leadership and his organizational ability to put this together. Thank you for your work on the public record. You are a tremendous asset for Canyon County. And this is just a noticing for that hearing on March 18th. And so that's my motion, that the board approves the public hearing notice regarding a request by the Marsing Rural Fire District to amend its impact fees. This notice includes the new fees that they're proposing for that.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Send that out.
Jenin is going to print out a copy without the highlight on the time, which I wasn't sure about, so we'll get that final version for you here printed.
Okay.
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, did you guys want me to print out DIFAC's recommendation as well?
Yes, that would be great.
Do you guys?
Yeah.
At least you have an email copy?
Yeah.
It's at least send it for sure. But Commissioner Van Beek likes hard copies.
Either way.
That works with me.
Okay.
Do we have anything for legal?
I believe we have anything for executive session that we're needing necessarily. We probably will for Thursday. Do some follow-up with where we're at and some of the litigation processes and things like that. But past that, everything's moving along.
Okay.
Anything for legal?
I just saw the email in regards to something we received that for all intents and purposes looks like it's in the jurisdiction of Caldwell, so...
I believe the board received a complaint from a citizen regarding a semi-truck parked in their neighborhood or near their property, and looks like they requested initially after quite a few times with Caldwell City, Canyon County review, but everything is in the city and in city ordinance. So if the board would like, we could send that or forward that on, what we've received, to... or have Jenin forward it on to the city attorney.
I'm in support of that.
Chairman, I messaged Chief Deputy Bazzoli indicating support for that move.
If everybody's in support, we want to have Jenin forward that on.
Okay.
If we have some extra time, we've got Director Loberth here, and he's got an agreement that he could update you on that we're working through with him.
A contractual MOU with his their association of what are we going to say? I want to say the word dump, and it's completely wrong.
Solid waste
directors, and it would be appropriate to discuss under D.
And Chairman, I would also propose that there's a couple of questions I have about information that's been received on acquisition of property. And so if we could do C&D, that would be great. So I move that we adjourn to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection C, for acquisition of real property interest, and D, records exempt from public disclosure.
I second. Commissioner Van Beek, how do you vote?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So we will now, at the hour of 9:40, retire into executive session. Thank you.